You're back, Evelyn said, holding a stack of dishes in her hands. I'm in. I'm all in. Charlie stood at the edge of the deck. And I want this. I want you. I want us. I don't know why I got spooked, but I was happy. And I just want to make you happy. And I think I could make you happy. Evelyn didn't move. She just held the dishes in her hands. The other woman froze, waiting for her to do something. Say something, Renee said from the other side of the table. Put the dishes down and kiss the man, Wanda suggested. Biddy leaned over and removed the plates from Evelyn's hands. But you left, Evelyn said. You said you couldn't do this. She motioned her hands between them. I don't need to be dragged around emotionally. Charlie walked up to her and pulled out a familiar book. You found it, she whispered. She had written it the summer they met, the first book she ever wrote from beginning to end. In her opinion, it would always be her best book. It had been like her first child. She had been so protective of it that she put it away for another day. But when Charlie left for California and they'd broken up, she never wanted to look at it again. She had put it in the bottom of a drawer until she needed something for her editor. She dug it out, revised it, and edited it through a new lens. She had seen things clearer, more focused. She'd been less naive and more knowledgeable about life and its circumstances. And she revised the ending. You gave us a happily ever after. He held up the book. You believed in us all this time? She shook her head. No, I don't know. I was a fool to think we could make it work. Did you just come here to heal old wounds? His eyes were intense. Or did you come here because you still feel something for me? She closed her eyes as she took in a deep breath. There were few moments in her life that changed the course of it, and fewer that she recognized in real time. But she knew the next moment would forever alter what came next. She wanted to slow time down, feel the sea breeze blowing against her face, feel the last bit of heat from the evening sunlight against her skin, taste the sea salt in the humid air. I came to the island because that feeling never went away, she admitted. I loved my husband, and I always will. But I never got over you.